Tess ear toshin pay hey, Arashmul Halpin Schlitten.
Good morning. This week's Sedra have a double portion, double schiz. Like last week, and it's like in 2 weeks' time, somebody pointed out to me on Shabbos, we have 7 Sedras in 3 weeks, so, in 4 weeks. So, we have Baruch Hashem, lots of Torah. Maybe it's he asked me, why do you have so many Sedras together? Why did they split up in a different type of a way? No idea what the real reason is, but it could be that, like, no matter Matan Torah, so we was able to have lots of parshas to be able to learn. Befrat Achreimus Kedoshim, Kedoshim has so many mitzvahs, so many things which we have to be careful of, so many schism. Abraham Torah mitzvahs, Haibshah gave us lots of Torah mitzvahs, Kedesh gave us Tzcha Toiv, the Tzagris Matuna which we have. One of the mitzvahs in parshas Kedoshim, I'm going to spend a few minutes to talk about. It's a very famous mitzvah, it's one we all know, and one we all do, every day, the whole time. V'haftal re'echa k'moicha ani Hashem. It says in the Pusik, V'haftal re'echa k'moicha ani Hashem. You should like your fellow man, like yourself, ich min ha'ibishol. We know Rabbi Kiva said, Om Rabbi Kiva, zeh klal gudel b'toira, V'haftal re'echa k'moicha. It's something which is an essence of a yid. We can go somewhere in a place which is we're on a trip, we're on a traveling somewhere, and we're amongst all the goyim, we feel very lonely, and we feel like a stranger, and all of a sudden we'll bump into somebody, some yid, somebody with a cap on his head, and all of a sudden we'll feel better about ourselves. Wow, we've got company. We don't know who the person is, never saw him before, very likely we'll never see him again, but we'll have to reich ha'kamoicho. We feel we've got somebody, a zariyacho, we've got somebody who we feel in common with. We have a fellow kinship with him. We feel at home. We belong together. It's all based on this yourself, and we have to raise the commercial. Why do we like somebody else? Why do we like a fellow yid? Why when we went on this trip to the airport and we saw this yid, do we like him more than we like anybody else? Ahavas Yisrul, Ahavas Hashem, the Rambam brings down, there's two types of ahava which there is. There's one type of ahava in the world, which person reciprocates what he got. Somebody does you toivas, somebody does you favors, somebody gives you presents, if somebody is nice to you, then automatically somebody feel love to the person who's helping you. Somebody is supporting you, somebody is giving you a nice smile, somebody is close to you, so you like him, and you love him, and the closer you are to them, the more they give you, the more you love them back. There's another type of ahava, which has got nothing to do with the giving. It's got nothing to do with that which you're receiving from somebody else. It's plain ahava without any reason. For example, my parents have a child, they love their child. The child gave them something, if anything, the opposite. The child disturbed them, the child wakes them up at night, the child makes them pay a lot of money. It costs them a very lot in koichas, it costs them a lot in gezint, it costs them a lot in mumen. But the love which they have for this child is tremendous. This ahava which comes isn't based on anything. The difference between these two ahavas is the first one is ahava tliya b'duva. And when the duva goes away, the ahava also goes away. It's only based on the relationship between the two of them that they're receiving something. One stops receiving, and the love goes. And the other ahava, the second ahava, isn't based at all on receiving anything. It's an intrinsic ahava which there is between a parent and their child. And this ahava is something which doesn't get lost just because they're not receiving anything anymore. The opposite, they didn't never receive, and afiluhuche, they love them so much. L'chor is the same thing with ahav tel reyecha kumoicho when it comes to ahav sisrul, when we like somebody else. Avada, we have a fellow yid who we're close with, who we daven with, who we learn with, who we work with, who we meet in this medrash, and we have a good relationship together, and we help each other, and we enjoy each other's company, and we talk to each other. Avada, such a ahava, is a tremendous love. But that is only the first step in ahava sisrul. That's only ahava tliya b'duva. But the second ahava, which is the real ahava sisrul, is the one which we just love a fellow yid for one reason, because he's a fellow yid. Like we said before, we went on this trip to the airport. You never received anything from this fellow. and you wear like you will never receive anything from him. You love him. Why do you love him? You love him plain and simple because he's a fellow Yid. This second Ahava is based, l'chayra, on a minna. This intrinsic Ahava which we have to a fellow Yid for no reason is a yitoytzor from that which we believe that there's Dua Aivish of the world. Because we know there's Hashem, and because we know there's Ahava, because we know that Aivish exists, and because we know that we're all sons of the same Aivish, and therefore we like the fellow Yid. The Etzem Zach, which we like a second Yid, shows and brings out and is a raya that we have a minna na'ivishter. Maybe that's pshat in the pusik. We have to lerecha kamoicha ani Hashem, just as a remez. Why does ani Hashem come in? Mitzvah Tzumu say a different terrors to that. But maybe we have to lerecha kamoicha by loving my fellow Yid. Ivishter tells me love him like yourself is ani Hashem. To get to that daraga, only we can be if we believe that we're all bunim atem Hashem lekeichem. We're all sons of one person. Therefore, we have a brothership between us, and therefore, we like each other. Just to bring out this point, maybe I was once on the plane. It's coming back from Eretz Yisrael to Manchester. In the olden times, and they used to fly from Eretz Yisrael to Manchester. And sat next to me an elderly person. He didn't look like he was Jewish. And we got into conversation together. That's what happens when you're stuck for 5 hours, and the person next to you, it's called captive audience. And we had a discussion, and he told me that he's an atheist, and he's Jewish, and he loves Eden, and he loves Eretz Yisrael. So that guy was talking, and I explained to him I asked him to explain to me, how can you be an atheist and love Eden? Explain to me what is the love which you have to Eden. Explain to me where it's coming from. What do you have with another Yid, if not that there's an Aibish on the world? So the only connection we have together is that we all stood at Har Sinai together and we received the Torah. You're telling me there is no Aibish there. He unfortunately grew up in a Yiddish house, and he went off when he was a bucha. He ended up marrying a goita. And this was towards already an elderly person where he's lived his whole life. Lashov. And so we had this whole discussion. It was very hard for him to swallow it. In the end, I asked him to do me one favor. I asked him, do me a favor. Every night before you go to bed, say 6 words. You don't have to believe them. Just say 6 words. Say, Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He was quiet. He looks me in the eye and he says, you think you're being fair? And it went silent. With those 6 words, I took apart his last 50 years of his life. Because deep down, he knew, and I knew, that he knows there's an Aibishter. And the way for him to be able to get through life was by saying, there's no Aibishter. But his Ahavas Yisroel which he had, was the greatest simon that he loves as the fellow Yid, was a simon that he knows there's an Aibishter on the world. Doesn't make sense otherwise. Ahavas Yisroel brings a few things. It's going a gewaltige nachas riechse the Aibishter. When one loves his fellow Yid, it's going a gewaltige nachas riechse the Aibishter. It's going that the Aibishter should be close to us. And it brings us a huge protection to Klal Yisroel. I heard once a word from Bian Rebbe, Zazan Gesind. He said once, there's a beautiful idea. He had a simcha. And when he had the einikel, the first einikel which he had, and he said over this word, he said, "Mu'ushiv l'Hashem kol tagmiloi aloi kois yishius eser v'shem Hashem ekru." What can I give to the Eibishter? The kol tagmiloi aloi, mu'ushiv l'Hashem. What can I return to the Eibishter? Kol tagmiloi aloi for everything that He's given me. Kois yishius eser. I'll pick up the cup of yishius v'shem Hashem ekru, and I'll daven to the Eibishter. What's the connection between the two? What do you mean because I want to give something back to the Eibishter, so I'll pick up the cost in Yeshias? What are we saying in Halal? We just said Halal Baruch Hashem for so long on Yom Kippur, on Pesach. And we said Halal 12 times, we said Halal on Pesach. And what did we mean when we said Moshe Hashem Kol Tag Miloy Eloy? If you ever try to give a present to somebody who has everything, we get into difficulties. We know when we need to have, when we want to show our kurs atof to somebody who's helped us out. But that person is gebenched, and he has everything he needs. He has Baruch Hashem Parnusa, and he has Baruch Hashem Nachas, and he has Baruch Hashem anything that you can think of. And you try to think of something, and you get into a difficult situation. But still, everybody's limited, and Mitzliach to find something which you can be Mahanahim with. How do we give something back to the Eibishter as a Kurus HaTov? The Eibishter has everything. He's missing nothing. There's nothing in the world which I can give him which he didn't have before. There's nothing which he doesn't have, which he doesn't know about, which I can bring him a idea, which I can help him in any type of a way. How do we show our Kurus HaTov to the Eibishter? How can I express myself? How can I show myself how grateful I am? And not just, it's somebody who did me a small toiver. It's somebody who did me massive toivers. Somebody who every second of my life, I'm only alive because he gives me and he gives me and he gives me. Even Yaakov Avinu said, "Kotoytim kol achasudim kol ha'emes." Yaakov Avinu was being a tzaddik yisoid oilam. Push it to Eden, if you can say such a word. Push it to Eden. We know what every person knows his levels, and the Eibishter gives us in such a darga, way above anything that any of us deserve. How can we give back to the Eibishter anything? So Rebbe explains, and he said a beautiful idea. He said, if you have a father and he decides to give a present to one of his children. He had a nachas for one of his children. One of the children did well in yeshiva. One of the children did something good. Well, Stam, he wants to spoil one of the children. So he goes and gives him a nice present. All that the family together, and the father comes and says and gives a nice piece of cake to his little boy. And the little boy takes a piece of cake and he's so happy with himself that he received this. Or a bigger present of somebody who's an adult. Every person would feed his daragan. He received a beautiful present. He turns around to his father and he says, Tati, I'm so thank you so much for this beautiful present you gave me. Thank you so much, Tati. Thank you so much, Mami, for this piece of cake you gave me. But Chaim Allah, my brother, he never got a piece of cake. Maybe you give him also a piece of cake. You gave me such a beautiful present. Chaim didn't get this present. Maybe you give him this present. The Nachas, everyone here, a parent, you think, the Nachas that we have, if one child looks out for the other child in this type of a way, creates a tremendous nachas riach for the parent. Not only do we want to give back to the Eibishter. Mu'ushim la'Hashem kol tag miloy Eloi. What can I give back to the Eibishter? Kol tag miloy Eloi. Everything that he's done for me. You know what I can do? And the Eibishter gave me a good thing. I'm going to say, Heilige Bashefer, you gave me something nice. But my brother doesn't have it. My brother also needs something nice. You gave me nachas. Give my brother also nachas. You gave me simchas. Give my brother also simchas. He gave me parnusa, give my brother also parnusa. The nachas riach which this creates in Shemaim is gewaldi, gewaldi grois. This is something which we can give a present to the Eibishter. Is mu'ushim la'Hashem. Koyis yishiyas esu v'shem Hashem ekru. Al daven to the Eibishter v'shem Hashem ekru and al beit koyis yishiyas esu. Al beit Eibishter haibov. Pick up this kos of yishiyas and give this yishiyah to my friend also. Give this yishiyah to my fellow brother. V'haftal reichu kamoichu. This which we love al chava. This which we love our friends, and we care for them so much. And not just we care for them, it's like yourself. You care for them, and you look out for them. And you daven to the Eibishter, please help my friend also. Please help my fellow Yid. Please give him everything he needs. Even daven, every time we daven Shemoneh Esrei, we daven the whole Shemoneh Esrei B'Lushan Rabim. We have Zin Gans Klal Yisru. We have Zin everybody, besides the tefillahs which people say, Pruti Stik, and they daven Bezinda for people, daven especially for certain people that they want to have in mind. Is Koisishi is Esau v'Shem Hashem Eku? Is Avada gives a nachas riach for the Eibishter? How is Yisrael? V'Hav Tan Reichu Kamoichu gives such a nachas riach for the Eibishter? We mentioned before, V'Hav Tan Reichu Kamoichu Ani Hashem. Why does it say Ani Hashem in the same pusik? V'Hav Tan Reichu Kamoichu. It's not as if every mitzvah in the Torah the pusik finishes off Ani Hashem. Why over here does it say Ani Hashem more than anywhere else? To a mushul from the Heilige Rishna to answer this kasha. The Heilige Rishna said, to a mushul, there were two friends, very close friends, friends who looked out for each other, friends who loved each other. And one day, there was a bilbul came out, a libel against one of these friends, and they took him and locked him up, and they're going to make a trial. And when they did a trial on a yid, it didn't take long, unfortunately, for them to paskin that this Yid is Mechiv Misa. And they're going to do a public hanging in the square. They're going to invite everybody around in town, and they're going to hang up this fellow, this Reuven, they're going to hang him up, Nebuch, because of this Avera, fabricated Avera, which he did. And they put signs up everywhere, they put posters up everywhere. Shimon first finds out about it. He sees on these signs in the street that somebody's going to be hung in the public square. And he comes along and he sees Reuven, his dear, precious friend Reuven, is going to be the one who's killed. He runs over to the hangman and he says, "Stop, stop. It's not true. It wasn't Reuven who did this Avaira. It wasn't Reuven who did this. I did it. It was me, Shimon, who did it." And Reuven turns around to Shimon and says, "You crazy? You know it's not true. You never did anything. I'm the one who found guilty over here, and I'm the one that's meant to die. And they end up having a fight between them. And this hangman is looking there with big eyes, never saw something like this in his life. Two people are fighting over who can get killed. And it became a whole commotion. Until they went back, it went back to the king to see about what should we do with such a case. We've never had such a thing before. And the king looked and heard. And he said, "It's obvious to me that two people who are so loving of each other, two people who care so much about each other, it's impossible that one of you did any of this type of avera. Just push it and none of you have to die. But I want to ask you one big favor. I see you have a bond between you, which is an otherworldly bond. Please let me be part of it. Please let me join your twosome. Let's make it into a threesome. Let's be together, the three of us, and have this close connection between us. If you love your fellow friend like yourself, you care for him so much, and that's your darga of love you have for another Eid." Says, "I wish that ani Hashem. I want to be part of it. Yisroel, v'kitshabrichi chati. I want to be part of it. I want to be connected to you. I want to have a shaykhus with such people who care so much about each other." So how is Yisroel? Give the gewaldig a nachas to the Ayvishta. And the Havis Yisroel brings the Ayvishta should be so close to us. He wants to be part of our friendship. He wants to be part of our chabira. He wants to be part of our connection which we have. And obviously, when Eden are connected together and connected to the Ayvishta, that's the best thing that can ever be. Kirbas elikim li toy, that's what we want the whole time, is to be as close as we can to the Ayvishta. Another thing which we know Havis Yisroel brings is that Dova Pushit. Chazal tell us, now, how is Yisroel, when Eden love each other, when there's Achdus together, the Sukkim can't be Mekatrik, and he can't do anything against Eden. Eden have a Shemira Elyoina. We have a special Shemira. Doir Shel Achav, Hayoivid Avoyda Zura. Frank Rub Chazal, Doir Shel Achav, Nit Avoyda Zura. Such a darga, and Nebuch, it was a tremendous massive Avoyda Zura in Klal Yisroel. Now, Filo Uchi, it was Shulim. There was protection, there was peace in Klal Yisroel. There was no muchumas, there was no fights. Everything was okay for everybody. And the other doyrists, which won a much bigger darga in Yiddishkeit, much bigger darga in Ehrlichkeit, much bigger darga in Minas Hashem, about filo huch and ebuch, there was muchumas, there was tzuris for Klal Yisroel. The koyach of shulam, which that means achdus, which achdus means sahavta l'reichu kumoichu. When you love your fellow friend like yourself, you don't get a fight. When you like somebody very much, all of a sudden there's shulam between you. Zukta Aydish, I want them to have shulam also from the outsiders. I'm going to protect them that they shouldn't have tsuris from around. I'm going to protect them that they shouldn't be involved in fights and nobody should disturb that. Even if Chas Shulam, the Eden, are not close to the Aydish, and even if Chas Shulam, the Eden, turn around the Chas Shulam, the Dinin of Zura. Zukta Aydish, the Nasati Shulam, Buuretz. I'm going to protect them and I'm going to make sure they're loved and I'm going to make sure they can keep on this Ahavis Yisroel going on between them. The Koyach of Ahavta Reicha Kumoicha Ani Hashem. The Koyach of this Ahavis Yisroel which there is. Sometimes I think Ahavta Reicha Kumoicha is this big type of a mitzvah. It's one of these mitzvahs which we can do nearly every second of our life. It's something which we can do constantly. We see each other, we interact with other Eden the whole time. And every time we interact with another person, just giving them a smile, giving them a kitvot, saying a nice good morning, thinking about them, davening for them, thinking aitas how to help other Eden. There's so much which you can do, but dibur, the master, the machshuva. How is Yisroel isn't limited? We don't need any materials to do it. We don't need the chayfetz mitzvah like we have with our raminim or matzahs. We don't need to be in a specific place. We don't have to be in a specific time. It's one of these mitzvahs which we can do constantly. And we can be mekayim with this so much. Very often it just depends whether we think about it or not. We're anyhow helping somebody else. We're anyhow helping out our friend. Or even more, we're anyhow helping out our own children. We're anyhow helping out our own wives. We're helping out at home. We're helping to help the household should run well. We're going to make parnusa. Why are we going to make parnusa? Because we're trying to do ishtadlis. Because the Aisha told us to do ishtadlis and it's lechazan to parnusa. But why do we want parnusa? Now, why do we want parnusa to be able to pay our bills? But if we take that one step further, we're working parnusa to pay our bills in order to that everybody around us should be comfortable. That the people who are connected to us, who are close to us, should have what they need. That means every second that we're doing working for parnusa, we're mekayim v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Just with a little bit of machshuva. We're at home and we're trying to tidy up. Or somebody's looking after their children at home and he's babysitting for them. Very often we think the world said kindness starts at home. It's very easy sometimes to do kindness outside of the home. If people notice it, you get appreciated for it. In the home, sometimes it's the opposite. Why are we not helping enough? Even though we've done so much, but sometimes we're expected to do more. And therefore, it's missing out. We don't feel that we're helping. We don't feel this ahavat to l'recha k'moicha. But the Emes says a little bit of machshuva. Every minute we have to l'recha k'moicha. Somebody learns with his chavrisa. Somebody sits in his medrash and is learning with his friend. Avgresta v'ahavat l'recha k'moicha, which there is. To help your friend understand. He'll help you understand. You're going to learn with each other. You're going to know what's going on. To daven for another Eid. V'sasot v'ahavat l'recha k'moicha is this. To daven for another Eid. With that itself, we're showing how much we care for them. We don't care for somebody who we don't love. The kamoicha part is very, very difficult. Avatar, atal reicha, everybody loves their friend. And any elech yid wants to be good to another elech yid. But it's the kamoicha when it gets a bit more difficult. When somebody stood on your toe, either literally or figuratively, and then when he did something to you which isn't so nice, then it's much harder to love him like yourself. If your right foot stood on your left foot, you wouldn't have any problems loving your right foot still. It'd still be all one. When the other person who's not connected to you physically, and he's the one who stood on your toe, oh, all of a sudden it gets much more difficult. Now that is much more difficult. We're human beings. Maluchim Naibish has enough, Maluchim in Himmel. He gave us this work in our world to work on ourselves. He gave us our feelings and our emotions. Now with egos and everything else which a person has inside of himself. And he gave that to us to be able to work on and to be able to also light run, to be able to beautify it and purify it. A story though, somebody who was overheard that after the end of davening by the kind of tzor, he said, "V'nafshi k'ofa l'kol tia, v'nafshi k'ofa l'kol tia," and he went over and over and over, driving into himself this message that I'm only a piece of offer. What am I already? V'nafshi k'ofa against everybody else. I'm mamish. I'm mevatel myself to everybody. I'm happy to do whatever anybody wants. I'm never going to be upset when anybody cheppers me. And after davening, after Shemini Esrei, somebody told him, "Epis avot, epis hachepper." And the guy erupted like a volcano. So I don't understand what's going on over here. I just heard you say 25 times and actually could offer that code to you. I said, "Yeah, I'm taka offer, but not compared to him." And that it's a share in the vertical that makes us all smile. But we all live through the same situation. We all live through it, and we're all human beings, and Aisha gives us this nisyonus because he wants to see and he wants to show how much are we going to succeed. We have a soldier who's not a very advanced soldier, so he gets put through in the training a very basic obstacle course. And then you get the one who's already a commando, you get somebody who's already an advanced soldier. When he has to do his training, they don't put him through these little jumps on a little basic course, they put him through a difficult obstacle course. The bigger the nisyonus we have, the more difficult nisyonos we have isn't to knock us down, it's to show us how strong we are, to show us what capabilities we have, shows us what strengths we have, and how far we can go in a Ahavas Yisroel. We see it so beautifully. We look so different from the outside. We have so many different stripes of Eden. There's so many different types of Eden. Some with Kaplach and some, unfortunately, without Kaplach. But whoever's without Kaplach is 99.9% of them is pushed because they don't know better, they don't feel better, they don't understand better. There's Kemat no Yid nowadays who is al hachis dikah. There's Kemat doesn't exist a Yid nowadays who just doesn't want to be Erech. But why not? Therefore we have Kumoicha, we have this Reacha, the all Reacha, the all B'toich HaMisrecha. We have the Reacha Kumoicha, we love meets every single one of them. And the more Ahava we show them, the moon will show back and mirror back at us. We know when Kalali throws back after us, nobody can touch us. The Rishuim in Gaza said themselves that when did they try to kill us and when did they try to do things when they saw there was a separation between Eden? Ani Hashem, Hashem protects us completely. Just want to finish off with a gedank. It's not mamish connected with this, but somebody told me about on Sunday, which I enjoyed very much, and it's a duba b'itzel ma'atoiv, because now Klal Yisrael finished Afiyoimi Masechtas Makis a few days ago. And the end of Masechtas Makis is a famous story of Rebbe Akiva, the Reb Tarfon, don't remember all the names, four Tanuim were going together in Yerushalayim, and they heard two stories, says the Gemara. One, they heard Pamalia Sharoimi from 120 mil away, that's about approximately 120 kilometers away, about 80 miles, 90 miles away. They heard noise from Rome with this morning sinker that was going on from them. And they all started to cry. Look, look what they have and look what we're up to. And Rabbi Kiva was laughing. Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Kiva, why are you laughing? They asked, why are you crying? Rabbi Kiva explained to them, I'm laughing because if the oivir tzoynei kach, is the oisir tzoynei alakas kamo v'kamo. If the Rishuim have such good things, it's Kolshkein, the Erlich Eden, what they're going to get. And Moore says a second story, they were going together and they saw a Sheol Yoitzei in the Beis Kotchak, in the Beis HaMikdash. They saw a fox running loose in the Churban from the Beis HaMikdash. And they started to cry, and Rabbi Kiva started to laugh. And again, they had this conversation between them. Rabbi Kiva explained to them, why am I laughing? There's two Nevi'ahs. There's a Nevi'ah which was said in Beis Rishon, and it's the Nevi'ah which was said by Bais Sheni, and the Pusik brings them both down together, the two names of the Nevi'ah, to tell us that till the first Nevi'ah was Mekiyim, which never was going to be a Churban Bais, I wasn't sure if there's going to be Mekiyim the second Nevi'ah, which is going to be how Klal Yisrael is going to be beautiful Achas Hayumim when Mashiach comes. Now when the first Nevi'ah was Mekiyim, and we know the second Nevi'ah is going to also be Mekiyim, Rabbi Kiva looked at it, and he looked at this positive kite, and he took its positiveness, and he said, let's look what's coming. Let's not look at the bad side of things. Let's look at the good side of things. As he told me, maybe we can understand this is what Chazal tell us about Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva was doyish al kol koitz v'koitz tiletilim shel aluchas. Pelushim Chazal, Rebbe Akiva used to always dash al kol koitz v'koitz. Pashas, it means a kutzah shel yud. When we write aleph base, there's little spitzelach, there's little points that come out from the aleph base. If you write a yid without this little spitz at the bottom, it's pusl. We know there's tagim at the top, there's spitzlech at the bottom. That's how it's written. He was doyish al kol koitz to koitz, and every koitz he was nash and tilim tilim shel aluchas. As he told me that al kol koitz, the lushan koitz is an interesting lushan. Maybe it's telling us literal translation of a koitz as a remes. Koitz is a thorn. Rebbe Akiva was doyish al kol koitz to koitz on every thorn that we have, on everything that hurts us. And everything that pains us, I'll call koitz for koitz. Instead of getting upset, instead of then depressed, and instead of getting pulled down, he was doyish tili tilim shel aluchas. Rabbi Akiva took this opportunity and he turned everything around and said, we have this opportunity. This thorn is teaching us loads of different haluchas. Rabbi Akiva heard the Pamali Sharoimi. He heard the goyim having a good time. He looked at him and said, wow, we're going to have even better time. He saw this shield come out the Kotcher Kedushim. Instead of being depressed, he looked at, wow, look what we're going to get. Look what we're going to be zoicha to. The Aisha Talahelfen, we should be zoicha to have this vision which Rabbi Akiva had. It's coming like Boima next week. You know, Rabbi Akiva, we sing always as we're busy with Rabbi Akiva, the Rebbe Rabbi Shimba Yechoi. We should be zoicha to have this type of an optimistic view, this type of a vision, this type of a rutin and a chika. The Goyim have had enough of a good time already in their gulas. The Goyim already had enough time to do whatever they wanted to do. And Vapor the Ivishter should come our turn. We should yoitze me a gulas as a. We should go me a feiler. The oir gudlum is also because I'm about to be some shift of king.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very good.
Perfect. There's the
I'm going to go to the next one.
Yeah.